And we're talking with Bill Rigoli. It's Wednesday. That means movie day. So what's happening, Bill?
Well, it wasn't a huge week at the box office, I have to admit. Last weekend, $59 million was the total for all the movies.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Yeah. And we had a virtual tie for first place between The Beekeeper and Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Both made just over $7 million over the weekend. The Beekeeper's now made $42.2 altogether and $100 million worldwide. Mean Girls reached a $60.8 million domestic mark. Wonka was third with $5.9 million. And that's done pretty well, actually. It's 7 weeks in the theater.
Well, not bad at all.
Yeah, and it's the first film since Oppenheimer to reach $550 million worldwide. Mm. So, yeah. Migration, the animated movie, was $5.2 million. And Anyone But You, the comedy with legs and a few other body parts, was in fifth place with $4.8 million. That's now made $71 million. And as you may recall, last week the Oscar nominations came out, and they're always looking for what they call the Oscar bump, whether being nominated will help a movie at the box office. Well, Oppenheimer and Barbie are already on DVD, so they're not going to get a huge bump. But Poor Things and American Fiction both cracked the top 10.
Well, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was good for both of them. And an interesting bit of history was made. Godzilla Minus One Minus Color came out for 1 week last week.
Oh, they issued it as a black and white print?
Yeah.
I actually would like that myself.
Yeah, it did really well. $2.6 million, considering it wasn't in a whole lot of theaters. So it's now the second highest grossing foreign language film in the United States.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it was a good, great idea.
Yeah, well, it's most of us grew up watching those movies, you know, exposed to those movies on TVs on, you know, Saturday or Sunday or Friday nights. And,
right.
You know, we didn't have a color TV for most of my childhood. So I remember those as black and white. You know, it's just the way it was. Nostalgia.
Yeah, and what's selling the movie is actually word of mouth. They don't have a big advertising budget, but people are telling their friends that they went and had a good time. And that's the best thing you can have in a movie.
Well, it is Godzilla. Godzilla has sort of like a an appeal to adults and to kids. I mean,
following you.
Yeah, yeah. I know people who have plastic Godzillas all over the place. You know, so
yeah. So good for them. This weekend, we finally get a big studio release. We haven't had any for the past couple weekends, but now something called Argylle is coming out.
Yes.
It's a spy movie with Bryce Dallas Howard. She plays this kind of nebbish woman who writes spy novels. She seldom leaves her home, but all of a sudden she's drawn into this whole world of espionage when the plots of her books get a little too close to the spy activities happening for real.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. So this sinister underground syndicate's after her.
your books are our life.
That's right. And then a spy named Aiden, played by Henry Cavill, shows up to save her, she thinks. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. And also, she has a cat, so he has to save the cat, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. This is all directed by Matthew Vaughn, the guy who did the Kingsman movies.
Okay. Well,
yeah. So that was a big, big fun movie. And second, also coming out this weekend, is something called Scrambled.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It stars Yvonne Strahovski and Clancy Brown, Lee McKendrick, some names you kind of heard of. It's about this woman named Nellie. She's the eternal bridesmaid, always finding herself in between going to weddings or baby showers, none of which are for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally feels like, all right, it's time. My clock is ticking. I want to freeze my eggs. And that sets her on a strange journey where she ultimately discovers maybe the one she's looking for might be herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. Also on Netflix, they have a movie called Orion and the Dark. It's animated, and it follows this young boy named Orion. He's afraid of heights, pets, and the dark. And something in the dark takes hold of him and tries to get him not to be afraid.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was going to lift him up and
Well, it does take him on a journey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also in theaters this weekend, we have something called Departing Seniors. And it's a slasher film.
Oh.
Yeah. After being bullied, this Woody High School senior, Javier, develops psychic abilities. And he has to use those to figure out who's killing his classmates.
Ah.
Well. Yeah. Okay. So that could be interesting. Also in theaters is an interesting movie called The Monk and the Gun. And it made the festival circuit, got a few minor awards and that sort of thing. It's about this American. He's traveling to Bhutan, the Asian country. He's looking for a rare rifle. And from the looks of it in the trailer, I think it was a Lee Enfield or something like that. And meanwhile, in Bhutan, the king is stepping down in order to make things right and bring in democracy. So there's a lot going on, and all of a sudden in the background, there's this monk walking around with a gun and people trying to figure out what's going on.
Ah.
Yeah, so that looks kind of interesting. We'll see how that is. Also in theater is something called Disco Boy.
I just laugh when I hear that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just do.
It's not a comedy, I'll tell you. It's about this guy who had a tough time in Eastern Europe, so he goes to Paris to join the French Foreign Legion. Meanwhile, in the Niger Delta area in Africa, this other guy named Jomo is struggling against the oil company that's threatening his village, and all of a sudden, the French legionnaires are sent in there to quash this little rebellion, and the two guys meet up.
Hmm.
Yeah, so there's that. There's also something called Fitting In. It's about a girl named Maddie, and she figures, you know, it's time to go on birth control. I'm a high school senior. Let's go. Goes to visit the doctor and finds out she doesn't have certain reproductive organs.
Oh.
And it's actually based on the true story of this woman, Molly McGlynn, who wrote and directed and is in this, went through the same thing herself. So the girl's relationships are challenged by everybody in her life and herself. And lots of drama going on.
Well, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and what else is happening? Well, the DVDs are finally happening, and for people who just don't want to go out in the cold, and I can't always blame you.
Yeah.
This week, we've got a couple of horror movies coming out, one called Thanksgiving, which was actually shot in Plymouth, and that did okay in theaters, actually, and they announced a sequel. Another movie, the foreign director, John Woo, directed a thing called Silent Night, and that's about his... The protagonist in it is beaten up by criminals and loses his voice, so it's almost a silent movie, except for the bam, crash stuff going on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then there's a psychological thriller called Eileen that has Anne Hathaway in it. So that's all this week. Next week, not quite as much as on Broadway, there's a play called The Waitress, and they filmed that. Actually, it's a musical, and it's done rather well on Broadway.
Yeah.
So that will come out on DVD if you can't get to Broadway. And in a couple of weeks, Priscilla is coming out. That's Sofia Coppola's version of Priscilla Presley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and The Marvels, which did not make a whole lot of money, and once that came out, people were saying, I think this superhero thing is over, but...
Yeah.
If you're curious, that will be out in 2 weeks.
Well, maybe it'll do better on DVD.
Yeah, it just might. Some films do that.
Yeah, that's right. And we got lots more films to talk about next week.
That's right. Take care, John.